Watch podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension beef educator. For today's Beef Watch podcast, we will be discussing an article that Dr. Mitch Stevenson wrote for the April issue of the Beef Watch newsletter titled New Technologies for Range and Pasture Management. Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Stevenson.
It's good to be here, Aaron.
So, Dr. Stevenson, the focus of this article is really on some new technologies that are available to range and pasture managers and how those technologies could be applied to help managers make decisions. Share with our listeners some of these tools that are available and the application they have for rangeland and also pasture managers.
Sure. So it really is kind of exciting to see some of the technologies that we're able to use in our range and pasture management. The first one that I'm going to talk about today is called the Rangeland Analysis Platform. And this program is readily available on the internet. The quickest way to probably get that is just to Google Rangeland Analysis Platform. It'll come right up. Developed by researchers at the University of Montana with collaborations with the NRCS and the Bureau of Land Management. And what this program does is it uses satellite imagery that's been collected by NASA for a number of years. Since the late 1970s, they've had satellites that have been collecting ground data that goes over the entire surface of the Earth once every 16 days. And so these are resolutions that are about 30 meter by 30 meter pixels. And from the sensors on this satellite, they can pick up things, reflectance of different signatures that signify things like bare ground, tree cover, annual cover, or perennial grass cover, or shrub cover. And so what these researchers did, they pooled all this data, and so they were able to collect data from 1984 to the present and use a whole bunch of data points throughout the Western United States to basically verify that their algorithms and their analysis was close to what they were seeing in terms of what the satellite was telling them. And so they developed these algorithms to basically say, if this reflectance is here, then the bare ground should be in this percentage, or tree cover should be in this percentage. The platform is a map that shows the whole United States. You can zoom in on it, and then you can basically see changes from 1984 to present. And it also, you can download a graph that shows some of these changes as well. And so from a management standpoint, this can really help in looking at things such as bare ground cover. Recently this morning, just looking at a fire that occurred in 2017, and there was a spike in the amount of bare ground in 2017. But then in 2018, the perennial grass had come back and the bare ground had decreased substantially. And so it's a way to kind of track some of these things. There's also other areas where you can really track things like eastern red cedar coming into an area and look at it from 1984 to 2019 here and really see how those trees have come into an area or how certain management have removed some of those trees from the landscape. So it provides a kind of a visual landscape scale tool that's broad both spatially and temporally. In looking at some of the management strategies that we have on some of these some of our rangelands, and really kind of identify maybe some key areas that may have higher than expected bare ground or higher than expected tree cover, and then think about ways that we can help reduce some of that.
When you go in and look at this long-term data, and you mentioned the graphs that can be produced, does it show trends over time? How is that data presented to the person viewing it?
Yeah, so on the x-axis is the year, and on the y-axis would be percent cover. And then it has all the different classes, so annual cover, tree cover, bare ground cover, you know, all those classes. And so basically it tracks it by year, so it's a line graph going across that time frame. And there is a level of variability depending on the year. You know, drier years may have more bare ground than wetter years and other things of that nature. So there are some limitations with this program. But for the most part, it can be used with on-the-ground data truthing as well, or ways to you can kind of identify areas that you want to look at more. So it presents it in a line graph, presents it in a map first that has colored pixels that show darker pixels for higher percentages and lighter pixels for lower percentages. So for instance, a high tree cover would have a dark orange color, brownish color, and then if there's not much tree cover, it'd be very light, almost white. And so you have the visual from the map, but then you have a graph that shows yearly estimates on the percentage.
So there's another tool available as well called GrassCast. Share with us how that tool works.
Yeah, and GrassCast is I'm really excited about this tool. And this is a tool that was developed by researchers from Colorado State and with the ARS and others throughout the Northern Great Plains. You can get some data sets, long-term data sets, that help them kind of develop some prediction models using both satellite imagery as well as precipitation, known relationships between historical weather data and grassland production throughout the Northern Great Plains. So what they've done with this, and this just came out last May, what they've done with this is they develop projections. And so they use current weather projections to help them estimate what the expected production for this year might be. And so they start early. Usually the first one comes out in early to mid-May, where they have a map that's generated. They produce three different maps. One would be, here's where we're at, and based on our models, this should be our production for the year. And ones if it turns out to be wetter than normal, ones if it turns out to be drier than normal. So they kind of give a range in these maps, and it's at the county level where they really look at some of these projections. And so in essence, it's kind of like the Climate Prediction Center, and they use some of that data where the Climate Prediction Center will basically give a three-month estimate on whether it's going to be above average, normal, or below average in terms of the precipitation and temperature. And so this kind of uses that data to help us tie those into some of these historical weather and grassland production relationships that we have throughout the Great Plains. It's kind of a really nice place that you can go and at least make some estimation based on current weather. How's that going to look for growing season production of my grasses? And so early on, there's a level of uncertainty, just like with the weather. First ones have a little bit more uncertainty because we're not quite sure how our May and June are going to look. And for Nebraska, especially June is a very important month for precipitation and grass growth. As we go farther into the growing season, that uncertainty is much less than early on. But again, it provides a really nice tool that you can use along with things like the U.S. Drought Monitor or local weather data that you can look at in terms of some of the averages and where we sit in terms of the averages of certain months. So one of the weather sites that I use often is the High Plains Regional Climate Center, climod.unl.edu, the website. That's where I usually go to get some of my weather data. There's several locations throughout the state that you can get some of that weather data. So with all these kind of tools together, it kind of helps to paint a picture of what this year might look like. Are they going to be 100% perfect? Probably not, but they provide a really data-driven estimate on what to expect for the coming growing season. And so if it looks like it's going to be dry, then it gives you a heads up and an early start for making some of those drought preparation plans.
What are some of the pieces of data that feed into this? Obviously, precipitation is a big one, but does it take into account prior year precipitation, which would contribute to plant health and vigor? How do those pieces all work together?
For the GrassCast, typically it's current year precipitation, I believe. And so it definitely does. These longer term droughts are definitely going to have compounding effects. So if you have a drought in 1 year, if that drought goes into the next year, that's going to be even more severe. And so there are some of those estimates in there, as well as some satellite imagery. They use a tool called Normalized Difference Vegetation Index that's taken from these satellites. And basically what that is it's a greenness value. And with this value, they're able to correlate some of the production estimates. And so there's been some really good research looking at how that correlates with production. Again, is it 100% perfect? Probably not. But it does give a really good estimate of known relationships with production and how that kind of comes together. So there are a lot of variables that play into production of plant biomass. You know, that part of that's the timing of precipitation. Part of it's the amount of precipitation. Growing degree days can play into it. Like you say, previous year's precipitation. And, you know, other factors can definitely play a part in that. And part of that, too, is what species are actually available in a certain landscape. So different landscape areas, different ecological sites may respond differently to different types and amounts of precipitation. So, yeah, a lot of things play into that. So the science behind GrassCast is trying to make that best estimate. So they try to put in as much information as they can and have a pretty good estimate of what that production would be on a percentage basis. So, for example, last year, we had over much of Nebraska a fairly wet year during the growing season. And so for much Nebraska, by the end of the growing season last year, GrassCast was predicting that we were probably about 15 to 30% above normal. Depending on the county, it was somewhere about 5% above normal, 5 to 30% in that range, I guess. And, you know, based on some of our research that we collect long-term data sets at the Goodmanson Sandhills Lab and at Barta Brothers, it was pretty close. You know, we saw increases in production over the average. And it was pretty close to some of those values or within that range of variability. So again, it's not going to tell you exactly what it is, but it'll give you a good estimation on that range of variability to expect.
So thinking about the GrassCast tool, how often is that data updated in terms of projections for forage production during the growing season?
It starts in May usually, and then about every 2 weeks is when they update those maps. And so you can reference back to it every 2 weeks or so and get a pretty good idea of how that's changed as new information is added into the model as the growing season progresses.
So we've talked about two tools, and what do you see being the value to rangeland and pasture managers? How can they use these tools to make effective decisions that will help them drive the business, the grazing management, where they want it to go?
Well, you know, just like with a lot of our ranch, the things we do in ranching and in research as well, there's a lot of different variables that play into that. So I think these are really good tools that can be referenced to help make adaptive management decisions on rangeland. And so are they going to take the place of on the ground monitoring, both visual as well as quantitative data collection? I don't think they are, but I really think that they can help make some of these decisions very easily. You know, we can pull a lot of these tools up from our computer and look at some of these very spatially robust and temporally robust tools that are based on some really good science of plant production. And so they can help us to make better estimates on what the forage production is going to be. So we can make estimates on our stocking rates for the coming growing season. They can also help us identify areas of our pastures that may be in a little bit rougher shape that we want to try some different things in management, or some areas where we want to do some different objectives in terms of how we manage them for specific reasons. So again, these are just tools that are available to a rancher that they can pull up, look at some things, incorporate that into their decision-making processes, and really help them to make some better decisions based on data that's out there. And, you know, like the Rangeland Analysis Platform and GrassCast programs are just two that are available. I kind of mentioned the Climate Prediction Center. There's the U.S. Drought Monitor. There's the Web Soil Survey. And so there's a number of programs available that take a little bit of looking into to really kind of get an understanding of what they can do and how they can tie into management. But from the standpoint of really helping to add one more thing that can be used to make decisions, I think they do a really nice job of helping that.
Anything else you'd like to add, Dr. Stevenson, as we point towards wrapping this up?
That kind of covers these programs, but you know, I really think that if you have a chance and can really just check some of these out, you can make some deductions as to how important or how valuable they would be in your program. I think from a research standpoint, I think they have a lot of value in helping us to look at specific things that we should be researching or to help us conduct some of that research even. And so from a rancher standpoint, I think they can help with that as well.
Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Stevenson.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So for more information on the article that was discussed in today's Beef Watch podcast, please visit the beef.unl.edu website. At the website, you'll be able to find this article as well as links to the two resources that Dr. Stevenson mentioned. Also at the beef.unl.edu website are Beef Watch articles, NEB guides, and videos that address range and pasture management.